Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Dan Burris has deposited with us over the years. Dan's our friend, member of our Brain Trust now for almost over 8 years now, and he is the author of the brand new exciting book, Flash Foresight, How to See the Invisible and Do the Impossible. Dan, tell us again how you get the book, and there's a special offer that you want to throw in there too.
Yes. First of all, you can, of course, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of the bookstores, because this is launch week, which means those books will be in those bookstores, electronic bookstores or regular physical ones. But we also have a site named after the book, flashforesight.com, and I had a pre-launch special, and I wanted your listeners to know that I'm going to keep that pre-launch special going for another 2 weeks before I turn it off, and that is I wanted to do the impossible, which is, of course, part of the subtitle of the book, in launching the book. So I got 40 top authors. We're talking Ken Blanchard, Harvey McKay, Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup, John Ashcroft from The Secret, and so on. And they were so excited about the book because they had a chance to read it ahead of time and loved it so much. They wanted to help make it a hit, so they all contributed either an e-book or a video learning system or a product of some kind to anyone who buys the book. Well, it turns out, if you buy the book at Amazon, at flashforesight.com, you have access to over $20,000 in educational resources just for buying that book. And it's never been done before, and it's been very exciting.
That's a great collaboration, a great way of bringing community together, and 1 + 1 = 3. So folks, check it out, flashforesight.com. And look at those special offers. Many of the people you'll see on Dan's list there, those authors, many of them are people you've heard on the show before. Dan, thank you for that. Let's get back into Flash Foresight and talk about how a small business owner, give us an example of how a small business owner could use your idea of Flash Foresight in their small business.
Well, actually, I've got the book is loaded with stories of how individuals and small businesses have been able to use Flash Foresight to do amazing things. And let's just talk about a year or so ago. We were in the midst of a depression and a recession.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know, why not start a company? Talk about a small business. We'll start from scratch. And use no loans, no investors, and use the principles of Flash Foresight, and let's put my money where my mouth is, because that's obviously, you know, was a bad time to be starting anything.
Right.
And so I used Flash Foresight, and I could see with certainty that apps on smartphones and tablets and eventually would be big. So I started an apps business, and I asked myself, and what's the opposite? Because the opposite is one of the seven principles. A lot of times doing the opposite of what you're doing now is powerful. Mm-hmm. What's the opposite of buying a house by going to a real estate agent or going to a broker or going to even using a computer? And it is, well, why don't we just use a phone? And in other words, something very small instead of something very big or a building or something like that. So I went and created Complete Homes, Complete Rentals, and Complete Foreclosures, which are all the homes for rentals and foreclosed homes, not only nationally, but internationally.
But how did Flash Foresight help you do that?
Flash Foresight, first of all, it gave me the foresight to see and the confidence to know that apps were not a here today, gone tomorrow thing. It was a tectonic shift.
But Dan, you're a futurist. You're good at this. You're trained to do this. My folks are making payroll every Friday. They're in the clothing business, the soap business, the food business. They're in all these the dry cleaning. They're fixing cars. How can they use this in their business?
Yeah. Well, what you have to do is you ask yourself, am I going back? So you look at your customers. See, one of the things that we do is we're looking at ourselves, and we're not looking enough at our customers. Matter of fact, you know that. Mm-hmm. You've got a book about customers coming up, and we got to pay attention. And when our customers are changing faster than we're changing, when they're learning faster than we're learning, we're going to be in trouble.
When they have control where we used to have control.
You got it. You know that better than anyone. You're writing a book coming out on that. And when you see our customers, and once they start getting smartphones, do they go back to a dumb phone? And the answer is no. I mean, you don't have to be a scientist to see that. You do have to observe.
Yeah.
And when you start observing your customers and their behavior, and you see, man, once they start getting a browser and the internet on their phone, mm-hmm. what has just happened? Their phone is now their primary computer. They're doing what they do with a computer.
Once they've gotten companies to send them stuff that they're interested in, why would they go roaming around on the internet to find stuff to weed through stuff that they might not be interested in?
Yeah, not only that, what's interesting is when people start using that browser and that phone, how they use Google search less because they've got apps to do all these specified things. That's why you start thinking, well, you know, once you get your own smartphone, and by the way, why should you do that? Because your customers are. Maybe you better know what your customers are doing. Maybe you better learn as fast as they're learning. And right now, one of the things, here's a flash foresight that you can think about, and that is, if my customers are shifting to smartphones, and they are, and I can see that they're not just texting anymore, but heck, you can get video and all these other things on there, how could I use it as a small business person as a means of better communicating?
There you go.
Or better advertising.
Dan, I got to wrap it up, but I'm glad you're saying this, because folks, you've been hearing me say this now for a year. Dan Burris, the book is called Flash Foresight. Dan, come back real soon. Let's talk about this again.
You sure got it.
Have a good week. See you later. Dan Burris, folks. Daniel Burris is the name of the book. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.